The father is changing you from shells into diamonds, and so you should pay so much attention. You should remember the father. It is only through remembrance that you'll become the masters of heaven.
रूहानी बच्चों की रूहानी बाप को नमस्ते धारणा के लिए मुख्य सार
एसेंस फॉर धारणा
इस हीरे तुल्य
डू नॉट
अनमोल जीवन को
वेस्ट दिस वैल्यूएबल लाइफ लाइक अ डायमंड चेसिंग आफ्टर शेल्स
मौत सामने खड़ा है
डेथ इज जस्ट अहेड एंड देयरफॉर Use everything you have in a worthwhile way for spiritual service.
Two,
have true love for the teacher and his study, what he is teaching. God comes to teach us, so stay in this happiness. Stay in the happiness that God has come to teach us. And the blessing. May you be a resident of the court of Indra and always remain distant from the bad odor of body consciousness. Let there not be the bad odor of even body consciousness. It said that no human beings, those who are body conscious, can stay in the court of Indra. Only the angels can stay there. Human beings are those who don't consider themselves to be souls but bodies. That is asking if you're understanding, brother in the front. A human being is one who doesn't consider themselves to be a soul but a body.
और पुराने संबंध से उड़ते रहो जरा भी मनुष्य
कंटिन्यू टू फ्लाई बियॉन्ड द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द बॉडी एंड द ओल्ड वर्ल्ड ऑफ द बॉडी एंड ओल्ड रिलेशनशिप्स लेट देयर नॉट बी द स्लाइटेस्ट ऑर्डर ऑफ द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ अ ह्यूमन बीइंग मेंटेन योर स्टेज ऑफ सोल कॉन्शियसनेस लेट योर विंग्स ऑफ नॉलेज एंड योगा बी स्ट्रांग एंड ओनली देन कैन यू बी सेड that you are a resident of the court of Indra. Let your wings of knowledge and yoga be strong and you'll be considered to be a resident of the court of Indra.
Safal karne va sarv khazano ke badhane wale hi samajhdar hai.
Only those who use their body, mind and wealth in a worthwhile way and increase all their treasures by doing so are considered to be sensible. Om Shanti.
अच्छे लेसन मिलते हैं कितने मिलते
हैं. Very good lessons to have. Angela, before you go to work, is it possible to speak to me? Thank you.
जितनी बातें मिलती है उतना अगर दिल में रिवाइज करें तो
so many things that Baba gives us and if you were to revise all of them one by one just revising everything that Baba is telling us then all waste would finish
वर्तमान समय प्रमाण
according to the present time
एकाग्रता के शक्ति को बढ़ाने की आवश्यकता है
there's a need to increase the power of concentration
व्यर्थ संकल्प बहुत जाते हैं आते हैं
until now
जब आप नहीं
there is the burden of waste thoughts
लेकिन कभी कभी व्यर्थ संकल्पों का पलरा
You don't want it to, but sometimes the balance, the side of the scale of waste thoughts becomes heavier than the scale of pure and elevated thoughts.
लेकिन तपस्या का अर्थ है
However, tapasya means
व्यर्थ की समाप्ति
to finish all waste.
इससे ही संपूर्णता आएंगी.
It's only by doing this that you'll be able to become complete. Without finishing waste, there cannot be completion.
व्यर्थ के समाप्ति के बिना व्यर्थ
If you don't finish the waste, you cannot come to that stage of completion and perfection. So finish all waste. Just an essence. Today's there isn't a Murli song. This is yesterday's Murli song. No one as unique as the innocent Lord who puts right everything that has gone wrong.
चमकते अगले पिछले
माया जब जब करवट बदले
पाप चमकते अगले पिछले
पैसा जोत जगाने वाला
कोई और नहीं भोलेनाथ से निराला गौरीनाथ से निराला कोई और नहीं ओ भोलेनाथ से निराला गौरीनाथ से निराला कोई और नहीं
ओम शांति ओम शांति
ओम शांति Wednesday 17th May
जिसका पराने वाले पराई से प्रीत है,
those who have love for the teacher and the study that he is teaching. Who is the one who is teaching us? What is he teaching us? He is teaching us a study for us to become truthful. So that the alloy that is mixed into the soul can be removed. There's great value of the truth, the real things.
सच में भविष्य सच काम में आता है.
In the future, it's the real things, the truthful things that will be useful. The more truth and honesty I have in myself, the more it will be useful for me in the future.
इसलिए पुराने जमाने में, आज भी के जमाने में.
This is why in the old days as well as nowadays also, they don't keep paper money with them. They don't keep even jewelry, but just gold bricks. It's like they have tablets or even bricks of gold and also silver. Not that they have silver dishes, but bricks or blocks of silver, the beginning of the 20th century. So this is what it used to be now. So what would there be before that? Now it's just paper. Everything is paper, like credit cards and money and everything. And you can't trust the money because they have a lot of false notes. Here everything is falsehood. What they speak, what they eat so much and yet they don't get any power, any energy from that. Way of earning is through falsehood, and what they eat is also similar, likewise. So Baba is making us honest and truthful, and this is why we have a lot of love for him. We don't love anyone as much as we love him. Yes, everyone is good, and the feeling is that everyone should become good. But never to say, well, this one's good and this one's bad. Baba makes us also unique. The study is for us to become unique. You yourself become detached from the body and bodily relations. Body, I'm sitting in the body, but I'm separate from it. And just in front of me are the bodily relations, but you just detach from them. When the soul enters the fetus in the mother's body, the mother becomes aware. As the baby comes out of the mother's womb, then it begins to do everything for itself. And then when the soul leaves the body, how long does that take? How long does that take? A minute? Maybe even less. Talking about just a minute. So how long does it take for the soul to leave the body?
Second.
Just a second, not even a minute. It's gone. And you can see that the soul has gone. After that you try to make the body move. Whilst the soul is in the body will move. Yes, you'll get some signal that the soul is in the body because the soul catches vibrations. But once the soul has left, then the body doesn't respond at all. And body becomes heavy and it's very difficult to lift it. But the soul is so tiny, and yet the tiny little soul is able to lift such a huge body. The body is listening, seeing, speaking, all of that with the soul. The soul is doing all of this. This knowledge is so easy. God is explaining to the soul. No one has ever explained to us in this way, nor can they do that, nor are they able to do that. It's only the Supreme Soul.
उनसे जो शक्ति आती है ना,
द पावर दैट यू रिसीव फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम हु इज द सोर्स, there's nothing like it. It makes the soul so powerful.
जैसे मुर्दे को जिंदा बना दो.
It's like making a corpse come alive. The soul that was completely dead, it's as though it was being controlled by the bodily world, the five vices, all the relations of the bodily world. So then Baba brings life back into that soul. Baba was given an example that an insect is just dying in front of you. It's like the ants. One ant dies and all the others carry it.
कोई मर जाता है तो हम नहीं उठाएंगे.
We won't carry the ant, but all the ants that are still alive, they carry away the dead ant, and it's like there's a whole queue of ants, the red ants and the little ants. So Baba says, this is the value of the soul now. It's like they're almost dead. There's a huge queue of karmic accounts. And Baba is saying, this is how valuable the soul is at present, just like ants, dead ants. And people are chasing after money so much. They feel that wealth is everything.
अरे धन हमारी क्या है? बाबा कहते पांव की मैल है.
Baba says, wealth, the physical money, is like the dirt on your feet. It's not a big thing.
तुम्हारे संकल्प में,
in your thoughts,
कर्म में,
in your actions,
श्रेष्ठता हो.
Let there be that greatness. Let these be elevated. And the wealth you receive in this way gives happiness to many.
संकल्प ही श्रेष्ठ है.
Your thoughts are elevated. Don't have the thought that I should receive money. Who is it that receives the money? People build so many churches. Why do they do that? People build temples. Who are they for? The ones who are building these things, temples and churches or mosques, who are they making it for? It's those who have performed elevated actions who feel like they want to build such a building for others. And as a memorial of those souls who have performed such elevated actions, they'll make the mosques, temples, churches even better than their own homes.
ये एक अच्छी एक समझ की बात है.
So it's a matter of great understanding that my thoughts and actions
healthy, wealthy, happy बनाता है.
Make me healthy, wealthy and happy. They make me so happy.
जो उसके संग में आया ना वो भी खुश बन गया.
That whoever comes in my company, they also become happy. And how did they receive this happiness? I received so much happiness, but how did you receive it? By understanding the difference between the truth and falsehood. By letting go of falsehood, you experienced happiness. You found the truth and falsehood, you're automatically able to let go of. Truth has so much strength, so much power in it, that falsehood automatically goes away. Then you don't even enjoy anything of falsehood. Baba says there shouldn't be the slightest bad odor of body consciousness. Those who are body conscious, they will pull you towards the body. There'll be sorrow experienced. Only a little bit of happiness experienced, but a lot of sorrow. So this, God says, this study and understanding, you have to study this study and understand all of these things until you become completely perfect. You must never become tired of studying. The future reward will be so elevated. The study gives us the experience of how elevated our reward will be. And as you're studying, you're seeing all of these things, and it's not imagination, but it's real. Yes, we'll be in the golden age, but our sanskars are becoming pure and elevated now. The world is suffering in the iron age. It's like the whole world is in hell, but here, internally, we are in heaven because we are in that state of happiness. So let me ask myself, am I happy? If I'm not experiencing happiness, it means there's some falsehood mixed in me. If I'm not dancing in that happiness, it's as though I'm still holding on to the falsehood. Through this study, I receive so much understanding that falsehood and truth cannot remain together. In today's religion and politics, falsehood and truth are mixed. And the government, politics, it's like 90% falsehood and 10% truth. In religion also, how much percentage is there truth? How much falsehood? So through this study we've received so much understanding of what is the truth and what is falsehood. What is charity and what is sin? What is right and what is wrong? It's through this study that we understand all of these things. First and foremost, I have to become a Brahman, which means I have to become completely pure and elevated. I have to become this for myself. And then in service, I have to be egoless. Let me continue to check myself. When there is arrogance, then there will be many other vices that follow. So I need to check to what extent am I the soul, the truth. Let me finish all ego inside. I've finished all arrogance. Make time for yourself. Now talking about just a minute. Yesterday was a presentation of just a minute to a group of people. And so from that time onwards I've been thinking, let me check myself at every minute. How many thoughts does a human being have in 1 minute? How many thoughts do you have in a minute? Can you count them? In 1 minute, go into silence. If I have this much attention, then at every minute, I will not have any wasteful things, thoughts. Then I can say, I'm speaking the truth. You won't be able to have silence in just a minute, just like that. It's only when I've been checking myself at every minute. If I have 3 thoughts, 4 thoughts, can I say that I've been in silence? Even though there were thoughts of service. Or thoughts to explain knowledge to someone, then that isn't silence. So I have to make so much effort with an honest heart. In this way, I'll be able to experience peace in myself and others will experience that peace because they'll receive the same vibrations. Just as there are vibrations of sorrow, in the same way, we also receive vibrations of peace.
Vibration as
there are impure vibrations too. There are vibrations, you feel those vibrations of animosity that someone has towards you. And sometimes you have vibrations of friendship that someone wants to befriend you. Nowadays people believe in vibrations a lot. Previously they didn't do so much, but now they experience this. They believe in attitude and perception. They feel that, yes, this one's attitude is not so pure.
And
if I have just benevolent feelings in my attitude, then others will receive those vibrations. Through my thoughts, I create that attitude, and then the attitude and feelings come together. In my thoughts, attitude and feelings come together. Whatever is my thought, such are my feelings, such is my attitude, and these are the vibrations I give out. We say that it's through this that peace will spread into the world. How? It's only when I have such feelings for the self and for others, for the whole world. My thoughts are according to my feelings, and my feelings are according to my thoughts. Brother, you're able to understand what that is speaking about? That thoughts are according to my feelings, and my feelings according to my thoughts. Is that right? Think about it deeply. I have good feelings. And then you'll have such thoughts, good pure thoughts. Then my attitude will be likewise, my vision will be likewise. So check the self at every minute. If you check yourself for 1 minute in 1 hour, yes, of course there's benefit in that, but still you need to check a lot more. You've heard the experience of Karachi many times. I have to use the sewing machine for 12 hours, and so every hour for 5 minutes I would stop the work. I'd stop sewing and sit down in silence, and I'd not allow myself to have a single thought about anything else. And then I'd find that 55 minutes when I'm using the sewing machine, then I experience such beautiful feelings, and also paying attention that my finger doesn't get caught in the needle of the machine. Once I had got it caught like that, and I have to pay attention when sewing. So my work that I'm doing should also be accurate. So by finishing all waste internally, making sure that there isn't any waste inside, the effort made on these days, that is useful to me now. So when one has this deep desire to make effort, then they're able to find the time and the method. Daddy had said to Mama that, Mama, I want to just sew and repair, mend the torn clothes. I don't want to sew new clothes because that requires a little bit of intellectual work, but I want to just do sewing by repairing old clothes. Some people would just throw away the clothes that had a little bit of that had torn even slightly. They didn't want to wear clothes that had been repaired in this way. But in those days, people used to come and leave the clothes that needed mending in front of my door, and by evening, they would come and collect it. So that was service for me and also my income. Speaking less and thinking less, but just doing in remembrance. And that brings income. Whatever you think, your face becomes like that. And you think according to your sanskars. There are such old sanskars, the thoughts that you have are according to the sanskars, the personality that you have. And the sanskars have been created according to the karma you've performed in the past. Are not even of your past births, but even the present birth, your sanskars are according to your present nature. Or your nature is according to your sanskars.
संस्कार अनुसार नेचर है
नेचर अकॉर्डिंग टू संस्कार्स एंड संस्कार्स अकॉर्डिंग टू नेचर
संस्कार गए नहीं अंदर के
नेचर इज सच दैट यू हैव नॉट बीन एबल टू लेट गो ऑफ योर संस्कार्स ऑफ योर ओल्ड संस्कार्स इफ यू डोंट पे अटेंशन टू दीज थिंग्स एट एवरी मिनट देन How are you going to do this project of just a minute? We are starting this for the world, for the benefit of the world. But if I am not going to follow these things, how will I be able to spread the vibrations into the world? So I need to pay so much attention. If I pay so much attention, God's attention will be on me and He will help me. Because we are becoming ready.
दुनिया का भला करने के लिए
टू बेनिफिट द वर्ल्ड
हम न करेंगे भला कौन करेगा
इफ वी डोंट डू दिस हु इज गोइंग टू डू इट सो शुड हैव द थॉट आई विल डेफिनेटली डू दिस एंड व्हेन नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ सम टाइम लेटर बट राइट नाउ आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू डिले इट बाय इवन अ मिनट
17 सितंबर तक नहीं ठहरना
आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू वेट टिल द 17th ऑफ सितंबर
अभी से करना है
आई हैव टू डू दैट फ्रॉम नाउ
हर मिनट मेरा
एवरी मिनट ऑफ माइन इज वेरी वैल्यूएबल
शांति की शक्ति जमा करके
आई हैव टू एक्युमुलेट द पावर ऑफ पीस बी अ बिस्टोअर
नहीं मैं देता नहीं ऊपर उनसे मिलता है
And he is not saying that I am giving to you, but we automatically receiving from him. A bestower never says I am giving. A donor never says I am giving. He automatically just gives. Where does he receive from? He receives from up above. So the one up above gives through each one. All I have to do is just sit free. I don't have any waste and so I am able to be the instrument to give. Whatever is not required, I don't have any of that. Nothing wasteful. I just have to be a detached observer and see everything. And then even if you find something difficult, someone else might be facing a difficulty, but through my vibrations of elevated thoughts, I'm able to help the other person come through their difficulties. Many people have benefited in this way that their situations have been resolved. How did it happen? When you have good, by imbibing good things, elevated things with your intellect, they go deep inside yourself. The mind and the intellect work together. The mind has understood that there's a lot of sorrow experienced in stumbling and wandering around. But the mind listens to the intellect. But the intellect says, Hey mind, become good now, just like a mother would show a stern eye to the child. Child, become good and you'll remain happy. So the intellect is telling the mind to become good. And then the heart becomes very happy in that. The mind listens to the intellect. And so the sorrow that was filled in the heart is removed. And the body becomes cured, becomes well again. So whilst rehearsing all of these things, just like actors performing a drama, they have so many rehearsals and then they perform the real drama and you see how they're doing it so easily. It's because they've had so many rehearsals and so nothing is difficult for them. Just like singers. They've had so many rehearsals in advance to performing on the stage. When they come onto the stage, they sing so beautifully. It's because they've had so many rehearsals. So now is our time for rehearsing these things. This is what God is teaching us. He's giving me this experience. Consider yourself to be a soul.
अपन को आत्मा समझना
Yesterday I was just seeing how to consider yourself to be a soul, to be in that awareness. Who is able to do that? That I am a soul? In a second, Baba said there's the memorial of King Janak, who became bodiless in a second. On the one side is the kingdom that he's looking after, and he became bodiless in a second. Who said this? I, the soul, am experiencing this. Previously, I didn't know any of these things. But now I'm aware I am that. The one who's speaking, listening, seeing, it's I who's doing all of that. And so let the physical organs become quiet when you're in a state of soul consciousness. As the arrogance, ego, falsehood goes away from you, then the body also becomes so fragrant. If one doesn't have pure thoughts inside, it's like there's the bad odor of body consciousness coming from that person. Because inside there is impurity. The vibrations from that person are not so good, and you feel that you're being infected by that impurity. Yes, we have to become strong that we don't get affected by those negative vibrations. We have to remove the illnesses of others and not be infected by that. This is why doctors, surgeons wear a mask when they're performing an operation so that they don't get infected. So we also have to do that internally, not to see, not to hear, not to take in any way. If I look at those things, if I see those things, then I'll get infected. So now we're talking about a minute, and until Maureen called me yesterday evening, I said, let me just sit in Baba's room. So it's a question of a minute, and so I want to use every minute of mine in a worthwhile way. Just as when we were talking about million minutes, and I was saying, well, every one of you are accumulating the minutes of silence, but what am I going to do? So I just wanted to accumulate those minutes. So you're talking about million minutes, so I should be able to give a million minutes at the least. In order to establish peace in the world, we want a million minutes, and only then we will receive an award. And yesterday someone said, I heard you've received an award. And so that is said, well, that wasn't a big thing, but now we're talking about just a minute, and so I have to be aware of myself at every minute, and every one of us will have to do that. Because it's everyone's project, it's the project of the Brahma Kumaris. And so Brahma Kumaris will have to pay attention at every minute. Not that you become peaceless for 1 minute. If you do that for even 1 minute, you've failed. It's only when everyone's marks come together, when such vibrations are spreading from here, that they'll reach the whole world. I know that this is the time for me to earn an income. The project is just namesake for the world, but we are the ones who benefit a great deal. So Baba finds one or another method so that the children are able to become free from all waste and are able to become the form of powerful, elevated thoughts. And seeing such things, and people in the world will say that, yes, these are practical things, that, yes, you are human beings to look at, but truly you are angels. Om Shanti. If each one of you makes effort in this way, effort means just paying attention. So if each one pays attention in this way, it will all work out fine. Om Shanti.
जाए बदल खुद को हम बदले इतना जग ये जाए बदल आत्म परिवर्तन कर ले विश्व परिवर्तन कर दे करो और जाओ भूल भला करो और जाओ भूल वो अपना बस यही उसूल शूल बिछाए कोई पथ में तो भी बिछाना हमको फूल
तो भी बिछाना हमको फूल
शुभ संकल्पों के मोती सुख के रचे महल
शुभ संकल्पों
हम बदले इतना जग ये जाए बदल खुद को हम बदले इतना जग ये जाए बदल